Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
With 2 months of legal battles behind us, the sponsors of an amendment to legalize abortion in Montana this week got the go-ahead to begin gathering the necessary signatures to place the measure on the November ballot. At the same time, pro-life forces across the state mobilized a Decline to Sign campaign to stop Planned Parenthood from getting the required 60,000 signatures they need. If you love your children and grandchildren, this is an all-hands-on-deck moment. Supporters of the amendment say that it simply secures quote-unquote reproductive rights, but it's far more insidious. If Planned Parenthood succeeds, abortion will be constitutionally protected up to the moment of birth, if an abortionist deems it medically necessary. It will also allow third parties to provide birth control to young teens or take them to get an abortion without their parents' knowledge or permission. In the best case scenario, this could be a school nurse or counselor. In the worst case scenario, it could be an abuser or trafficker who got them pregnant. And to add insult to injury, parents could be criminally charged if they try to interfere. The amendment would also nullify all of the restrictions on abortion currently in Montana law and would stop the legislature from placing reasonable restrictions on abortion in the future. The amendment also has hidden consequences. For example, the amendment refers to protecting reproductive rights, including abortion. In the hands of our liberal Supreme Court, that language could be used to stop parents from interfering if a child wants to undergo irreversible hormone therapy or surgery to change their gender. And once again, parents who interfere could be criminally charged. So what can we do? What can you do? At this point, supporters have 2.5 months to gather the required 60,000 valid signatures. It's a heavy lift, and valid is the key word. Signature gatherers must follow a strict set of guidelines, and any deviation nullifies the signatures on their petitions. Our job is to catch them breaking the rules, preferably on video that can later be used as evidence in court. Signature gatherers must, by law, ask if the person signing is registered to vote. They must actually witness the person signing the petition. Petitions may not be left unattended for people to sign randomly. Those signing the petition must include a date, printed name, signature, and address or phone number. It's also illegal for a person to sign more than one petition or to sign a petition for another person. One person, one signature. That's the rule. It's perfectly legal for a person to stand and quietly film a signature gatherer. The key is quietly. You may not harass or otherwise interfere with the signature gathering process. You may also legally hand out flyers that explain the dangers of the amendment, and I'll tell you where to get those in a moment. Decline to Sign has been effective in other states, such as South Dakota, where pro-life forces gathered hundreds of hours of video of signature gatherers breaking the rules. So much video, in fact, that the state attorney general issued a warning that if it continued, he would prosecute. The best chance of defeating this amendment will be by stopping it from getting on the ballot in the first place. Our legal team will continue fighting in court, but we need your help to gather evidence. We've also heard that in other states, signature gatherers often just pack up and leave when someone shows up with a camera. If you see someone collecting signatures, just stop and quietly begin filming. It's that easy. For more information or to volunteer, please go to formontanafamilies.com. That's formontanafamilies.com. Together, we can halt this attack on our children and grandchildren. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.